It's another episode of Chit Chat. I told y'all I was gonna come back with my wine. I didn't have her on the last one, y'all, and I have been drinking just a little bit, so she's feeling herself a little bit. So this is gonna be a real cute situation because you know filter is off when girlfriend is in the building. Okay, hey y'all, how y'all doing? Wait a minute, girlfriend is back from her birthday turn up. Tell us about your birthday, boo.
Listen, so definitely had a better than expected birthday, but you know, have bumps and stuff in the road. But listen, had a great, I had a couple drinks too on the way here. So I'm like, I'm finna roll into the show, feel it nice and good and great. So I'm right on your level already, sis. I'm right there.
Let's try it. You got your situation. What we doing, girl?
Well, hold on. I'm sorry. All right. Wait. Oh, hold on. It's nothing but water. Water.
You ain't got no red wine, no white wine.
No, because my coach will not allow me to drink that.
Let me be cute with it. Okay, let me clear that shit up real quick because I had somebody try me with that. Girlfriend gets her drink, okay? I am her. She gonna work out. She gonna eat real cute. But on the weekend, honey, she eat like she a country girl and she drink like she want to.
Okay.
You need that one day, girlfriend. Just don't. Now I ain't gonna say get no cake and shit. Just get you a glass of wine.
Okay.
Get you a glass of wine, girl, and let go. Shit, y'all be uptight like a mug. Just relax.
Ain't nobody uptight, but you know who my coach is.
Okay, you got some wine on deck right now.
Yes, I do.
Yes, put us on hold and go get you some. In fact, we gonna do this right here because I'm gonna promote that. Go get you a glass. Hey, Maya, girl, we're going to get this motherfucker cracking. Well, let her go get her wine, okay? When she come back with her wine, she going to come back and get in on this session right here. We're going to let her go get her wine. Go get your wine, girl.
I know.
Go get the wine.
Yeah, I was like, hold on. I said, I'm about to go get her some. I think I'm about to go get her something. I'm gonna have to drink her glass for her.
And this is what we gonna do, because this is how we rock. We gonna let Maya crank off some financial shit. Let Latreia let loose a little bit. I need her to go get a glass of wine. Let me tell y'all why, okay? We spend so much time during the week handling, shuffling, hustling. I don't be wanting to do that on some days. Some days I just want to be funny. I want my warped sense of humor to come on through. I want to talk my little shit, educate a little bit, and then go to bed. That's it. It ain't got to be difficult. So we want girlfriend to unwind. But we're going to let Maya go ahead. Before we do, hold on. The commercial, child. Hold on. The commercial. We'll be right back, y'all. Hold on. The commercial.
Fit Mom Fitness Situation is a virtual situation for moms. A busy mom, a mom who works, a mom who is just a mom. I know you guys need access to virtual situations at your convenience. Like, who has time to drive to a gym these days? I know I don't. So that's why this situation exists, okay? Get to your goals. Don't let me scare you. Don't forget, I know exactly where you're at. Who better to train you than someone who gets it? So all you gotta do is log in. There's absolutely no excuse. Take them off the table. Register at fitmomfitnesssituation.com.
All right, y'all. So let's see if Coach Latreia got her glass popping. Hold on, let's see, because she back. So let's see. Let's bring her in. Sis, you got your wine? Hey, cheers, damn it. Maya, let's do a toast. She got her damn glass. About that. Yes. Toast. Okay.
Toast.
Podcast is the time to release. Girl, have your wine on deck. As long as you take that shit in the house, we should see it. But what we're going to do is we're going to let Maya go ahead and crank this off with her financial chat real quick, and then we're going to rope that thing right on back to Latreia.
Okay. No problem.
Hey, guys. What is going on? So, yeah, I'm going to give y'all a financial report kind of for the week, what we got going on. So listen, the last time inflation was this high was November, okay, of 1981. So it is my birthday weekend and I wasn't even born around that time yet. So, you know, it's a lot of similarities from now and then. There was an energy crisis back then, just like it was today. Okay. The Fed was tightening. They were doing more tightening to their monetary policies. They're trying to fight inflation by raising interest rates. So we just had the latest interest rate report. They raised it again. Okay, we have one more due at the end of July. So they're expecting to raise the interest rate one more time to fight what's going on, to fight. Okay, these have risen well above 30-year high. So you remember back since 1981, these stuffs have been high. And so when we're talking about families who are living paycheck to paycheck, they aren't able to save, where they're paying more expenses, more expensive prices for food, gas, everything normal. I mean, even when I just went to buy my baby his milk, it was like $2-3 more, and then we haven't even found milk. Okay, so just understanding that this is coming up. Mortgage rates, okay, they have been low. People were taking advantage of the low mortgage rates during COVID, okay, but now they have to raise mortgage rates, and they're facing something, or people are kind of scared that it'll be something similar to 2008, 2009. Maybe it won't be as bad when the market crashed as then, but you will see where a lot of people paid like these very expensive prices. Like right now, you can't even buy a house in the market. Something that's normally $200,000 is like $350,000. So people who are paying over price right now are definitely going to be feeling it in the next couple months. So it will be a sort of a downfall. And then from there, every other industry sees a downfall. But when real estate's at the top, you know, a lot of my friends are loan officers, actually. They've been losing their jobs. Work has been slowing down for them. A lot of even tech company people are being laid off right now. And companies are having more supply than they know what to do with. So just get ready, guys, of what's coming. We're going to give you guys more tips on the show of what you can do. Of course, you know, we're not financial gurus here. We just give you advice on what to do. You know, and if you take it, whatever works for your family, we're just telling you what works for us, what could work for you. And yeah, definitely back to you, ladies. That was just a quick little tip of what's to come. So when the next report comes out, it's actually July 24th, we'll kind of know more about where the mortgage rates and interest rates are going into the fall.
Hey, that part. So the goal with providing you guys with the reports and what's going on is because eventually what my organization, Our Children's Story, which most of you know that I have, we desire to really help families start to thrive beyond their circumstance, especially the way the world is flipping around, all the craziness that's popping off. You want to make sure that you are set up for worst case scenarios, right? A lot of times we struggle in that department, and I get it because I've been there and I still have some struggles. I don't know everything. So, which is great that we have her here, because I got shit on my end that I need to still clean up. But overall, I've been there where you don't know if you need to buy prescriptions because SSI didn't cut you off, or Medicaid didn't cut you off, or you're going to pay your rent. You know what I'm saying? And you know, if you have a medically fragile child like me, Anthony, you know, sometimes a prescription gonna run you $400-$500. I've had to kick out $1,500 before for a prescription. And so you get into a situation to, like, you know, you got to make crazy ass decisions. You need both, but shit, which one's gonna be more important than that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which one am I willing to hustle up? Which one is more important? And that's a stressful, that's a very stressful
place. Right.
So we want to make sure that we do our part. Now, what I do understand is it takes a willing person, okay? It takes a willing individual to be open and honest about their finances, to let someone in about their finances, help guide them through their finances. That is like a tricky space. I get it, because there'll be moments I'd be like, who want to look at my money, Jerry? Why?
Right.
Why you want to look at my money?
Why you in my pockets for it? That, and that's the problem in the, you know, Black and brown community, big, is we're scared to really talk openly and be honest to say, okay, like, you know, you might see some that strong, like, girl, I got it, and not, girl, knowing you need $20 to make it to tomorrow, but you're gonna sit up there and be like, you know, you scared, or you know, somebody make a lot of money But then they're like, damn, I make $100,000 a year, but I still don't got no money. What am I doing wrong? But you don't want to talk to nobody because, like, oh no, I make more money than you. So you can't. No, it's like, but there's still things that you're doing that your debt to income ratio is off the chain. It's 80%. So there's something that you're doing wrong, even though you're making money. It seems like you're still poor in a sense, you know. So definitely we want to give as much help as we can to that.
That part. Latreia, what we talking about today, boo? What we doing?
Okay, well, the last episode we talked about, what did we talk about that? Oh, we talked about
them going to jail, girl. Them going to jail. What the hell did we talk? Girl, we... See,
you know what?
Drink wine. One out of the three is sober, and then we got her taking a couple of sips, and now this half can't remember what the hell we talked about. I believe we talked about our baby going to jail, girl.
Okay.
I
don't need your help, Libra. I don't need your help. Got it.
How long has it been since your last sip of wine? Because it goes, you know that first sip, that fresh sip, baby, have you feeling yourself? That's how I was like, going in like a fresh drink of Sprite, you like that.
Look,
that
took the one same mind.
Okay, we talked about school, the pipeline, prison, the pipeline system. And about how we all know how that system works, and about how that system is designed to pass our children along from school system to the prison system, and how that system is usually designed with our Black and brown children in mind. And as we all know, our Black and brown children predominantly make up that system. But we also talked about how a large number of our Black and brown children within that system happen to have disabilities. And the number, the two targeted disabilities within that system is ADHD and ADD, which means that they have problems controlling their impulses and problems controlling their anger. And we also talked about how a lot of that starts within the home. And it starts with our parents, and it starts with, you know, parenting and parenting with the children and being up at the school and having a hands-on approach. So today we're going to talk about how, let's see, 44% of African-American males with disabilities enter the prison system before the age of 28.
Where can they find that information at?
I found this, and hold on, I'll tell you the website. Oh gosh. I found this on a This is on the Cornell Chronicle website.
Cool.
And it says, before the age of 28, 44% of African American males end up arrested, compared to 30% of white males with disabilities that end up arrested. Black men with disabilities are particularly higher risk at 55% at being arrested compared to at 28 compared to 40% of white males with disabilities that being arrested by the age of 28. So what that basically telling me is that once again, Black and brown are at a higher rate of being arrested with a disability. And what's happening is, and as I've done further research, what I find is once they are arrested, they're not getting the necessary things that they need while they're in jail. And I'm going to tell you something. I didn't know this. Now, my husband has CP. So he has a motorized wheelchair.
And if for those that are not familiar with CP is, it's cerebral palsy.
I'm sorry, yes, ma'am. It's cerebral palsy. So he has a motorized wheelchair. What I did not know, that if my husband were to get arrested and were to go to jail, well, I'm sorry, not go to jail. Because see, a lot of times people get jail and prison mixed up. So let's just be clear. If he were to go to prison, he would not be able to take his motorized wheelchair. He would be
transformed. Get the whole hell out of here. Are you serious? Is this like across the board, like all over the U.S.?
Well, yeah, but see, what it is because they were considered a weapon. So what would have to happen, yes, what would have to happen is he would have to go to a doctor, and a doctor, and it's the crazy thing about it is it wouldn't be his doctor. He would have to go to some doctor that they would have to appoint to say that.
Hold on. That's crazy. I'm trying to process this shit.
I can't even process this craziness.
Okay. He's already diagnosed with cerebral palsy.
Right.
He's already in a chair. But he would have to go and be told again that he need a chair.
No, he would have to be told that he would need that specific chair.
Oh, so okay. If they take the motorized situation, are they giving him something in place?
Yeah, they're giving him a manual one.
How will he work it?
That's the part I'm trying to make to y'all. They don't care.
So he would basically, him going to prison would be basically like a death sentence.
A death sentence.
Right.
Because he's a sitting duck.
Right.
In a wheelchair that he can't do shit with but just sit there.
Right.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
His motor. So did they say, okay, I like that. Maybe there's some shit I'm missing. So did they say what part of the motorized wheelchair is a weapon? Like what?
Because what happens is because it's motorized, which means that he can use it to run someone over.
Bitch, you better cut the shit.
And then you know how they be like, you know, the prisoners and shit, them niggas be making, shanks out of toothbrushes. So they would probably have a machine gun made out of a wheelchair. It'd be the wheelchair. Be like,
That's what he says. You can run some. First of all, I need the running. Who the fuck was me? Who you gonna hurt running?
I wouldn't have thought that either.
I would have thought more of what Maya said. Like, they gonna be back there making some sheep.
They would be taking the wheelchair apart. That's what I would be thinking too. They would be taking it apart and using it for parts. That's what I would be thinking.
Some real ass weapons in a minute. Not that. He could run somebody over.
Going 3 miles per hour.
We're not worried about what they could make. We're worried about him running a motherfucker over. That's deep.
Wow. Okay. So Latrae or any of you, like, have you ever guys ever heard of a story of a disabled person going to prison though? Has that happened?
Oh yeah, the prison system.
I know where, like, back in the day they probably used it, especially with autistic people, and they didn't know back, they would blame them for, you know, deaths or, you know, murders or do little stuff like. But like, is somebody in a wheelchair? Like,
born
disabled. Not because, you know, gangster dude that done shot somebody, now he paralyzed. Not that type of situation. Yeah, but no. Like somebody that was born disabled, like they did something, they killed somebody. Now, sorry, I got wretched dogs and babies in the background. We y'all know on this show we got special babies, and my daughter
some days is just unavoidable.
She wanna watch the show today. I don't know why. I can't keep her out of my area today.
I'm here for it. Hey, girlfriend. Hey, girlfriend.
And she keep bringing she got her friend. The dog is her friend, y'all. So she keep bringing her ratchet dog back.
Well, as a matter of fact, Maya, there was a story in the news not too long ago about a man who actually got executed. Mm-hmm. He was disabled. He had a some sort of mental disability. Not mental, but he had some sort of mental processing disability. And he killed a woman. Mm. And he got the death sentence. And they killed him. And they had appealed three times due to his disability. And he lost the appeal. He lost the appeal all three times. Now, I believe, this was my belief. Mm-hmm. Now, take it for what it's worth, but this is my belief. My belief is because he was black. Mm. I believe that, because I believe that if he was white, he wouldn't have been there. Right. That's my belief. But needless to say, the man was 50 something years old. So, I mean, I was clearly upset about it, because the man was 50 something.
So it was. Did it have a name? Like, was it?
When I read the story, it didn't have a name or anything to it. It just said he had a cognitive disability. That's all they kind of said, was cognitive disability. They didn't really go into detail as to what it was, but it said he had some cognitive, you know, dysfunctions or what have you. But they did mention he killed a white woman. So they did mention that part.
Oh, so we know where that came from. Like, we know why he really,
really.
That's that shit, right?
But see, there's stories like that where, obviously, I read another story like that where they executed this guy. It was actually, I think it was here in Georgia. They said he killed a white woman, but then after they ended up finding out, the white woman was actually killed by her white husband or something, and they blamed it on the dude had autism. They didn't know what it was called back then. It was probably back in the 80s, but it was probably autism and something, but he was a mental retardation, but he used to help the lady around the house clean, and they found her beaten and raped, but the family kept saying he didn't have that capacity to do that to the lady. Right. You know what I'm saying? But I think the little, you know, the guy he found the lady, so he had her blood and stuff on him. Right. You know, something in South Georgia, it's like South Georgia, they end up pinning it on him, knowing that he was, you know, mentally, you know, something going on. Mm-hmm. And, that he was there helping the lady, but they just didn't have no proof. He ended up getting executed for it. And then, like, I'm talking about the family, years later, was uncovered. They actually tested when they had, because they didn't have DNA then. So when they actually tested the DNA, it was the lady husband the whole time.
You know what's sad is that, unfortunately, shit like that still happens.
It does.
It really saddens me, because it's like, damn, there's people that really don't have the capacity to do that shit. And y'all will blame them for someone else's fuck up. I don't be getting that.
Yeah.
I don't get that. And that's oh God.
Yeah. Oh, that's one thing that I've been pulled over before, and an officer, you know, it was like dark, and that's what lay. She was up in the car, like, and he was like, "You need to tell everybody in the car, sit down." I'm like, it scared me so bad, because I was like, "Officer, she got autism, and she just does not understand." Like, you know, and it was the same thing. It was a white officer. We was here in Douglasville. You know how they, you know, this is like,
He was so jumpy. And I'm like, why are you so jumpy? And I'm a female. You know what I'm saying? He called back up and he was like, because you got people in the, like, he was like, all I could see was heads. And I was so scared. I'm like, it's kids. You know, it's a bunch of kids. And so that's why now I bought a bunch of stickers for the car for officers. Like, it's an autistic person. That's what made me buy a sticker for my car. Like, letting them know. It's all on all three windows. Linda, there's an autistic person in here. She does not understand. If you pull me over, officer, or I'm in a wreck, she does not understand. Like, I literally had, scared me that he, so even now it's like scares me for in her to have any type of interaction with somebody just like, you just doesn't understand. She don't understand.
That, yeah, I hover over Lyric like that because I'd be like.
Especially now that she big. You know, Lyric's still little, but she look like she. Like a little mini grown up, she and so grown up now.
And that's another thing too, because cops don't have training. They don't have the proper training when it comes to dealing with situations. Do you know how many situations that cops have come in contact with when diffusing a situation with an autistic person? They have no idea on how to diffuse those situations. They just don't know because they have never received the proper training.
Just this year, they killed like three autistic kids.
Yes, because they just don't have the proper training. And they even go so far as high school. Like you have, because you have more and more high school kids that have autism. And, you know, they'll have a meltdown. And the teachers don't know how to handle it, so they call the what do they call them?
School resource officer.
Yes, school resource officer. And they don't know how to handle them, and they don't, you know, they use those defensive holds on them, and they, you know, they don't, those are not always the proper things to do. So they just don't have the proper training on how to handle these things. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody the other day when we were talking about just having basic training when it comes to engaging with a disabled person, even at a simple traffic stop, because I have a lot of deaf friends, and they're deaf. When I say deaf, I mean like they can't hear you at all. They sign deaf. And you still have cops that will arrest you with their hands behind your back. Well, in the deaf community, you can't arrest a person with their hands behind their back. You have to arrest them with their hands in front of them because they use their hands to communicate. That's their form of communicating. So when you arrest them with their hands behind their back, you're prohibiting their ability to communicate. Their ability to communicate. And, you know, they don't. Cops still, and that's crazy that we're in 2022 and there are cops that still don't understand that. Like, you don't understand that. And then you have cops that will try to question them or interrogate them without an interpreter. I'm like, sir, are you stupid or are you dumb? Like, which one? Are you stupid or are you dumb? You know
what, let me say this, though. Let me say this. Let me read this statement first. It says, some people with intellectual disabilities commit crimes not because they have below average intelligence, but because of their unique personal experiences, environmental influences, and individual differences. So, Lyric is fully aware. Him being able to get it out is one thing, right? I believe they understand it's just hard for them to have that dialogue back and forth, right?
Right, right.
I do believe that the system, and I'm going to say this, and I don't give a fuck, I'm going to just say it. Mm-hmm. The system was designed in that manner. What you are actually witnessing is exactly the design of the bigger plan the system had, right? It ain't the cops' fault because they were sent into the fields unprepared. Some of them were even sent into the fields with orders. Be clear. Okay. We'll save that for another podcast. I do believe the influx of arrest with disabled is intentional. Mm-hmm. It's many things, which is why I took my boys out of school. Because I just have an issue with many, many, many systematic things. And I also believe, because I understand Lyric's capabilities, which are both good and bad, because there are some areas where we have to work on, which, because I know, even though I joke about those areas about him being mannish, I also know those ways can get him hurt. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, right. I have to put this back on the parents again, because this
is of course.
Where you have the responsibility as a parent to make sure shit like that don't go down. And if it go down, you have to be equipped to handle it. And the thing that frustrates me with our melanated people, meaning the one, let me be clear with y'all, because some of y'all be trying it with the melanated piece. If you can go outside and become chocolate, when the sun kiss you, you become bronze and chocolate. You are melanin, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't matter what nationality you are. If you go outside and get a fucking tan, your ass is part of the melanated community, okay? So let's just get that shit under control. So now with that, because some people be confused. Mm-hmm. So with that, we have the least amount of education. We won't read.
Right.
We don't want to take lessons from others. We are very egotistical. We lead with ego. We know every damn thing and we fight the help, but yet you want the help to look like you, but you abuse the help that looks like you.
Like you. Mm. Right.
Let me go further. Mm. Let me go further. Even when you reach for your melanated sister to help you, when you have done some shit that you know you shouldn't have done, you didn't read shit, you let shit just ride, right? Because you more focused on that man, that no good ass man. You more focused on your hair. I go back to this all the time. Your hair, your damn nails, and your clothes, and what you spending, and the names that you putting on your body, and this man. You focus there. Meanwhile, your child is slowly slipping. And it's being molded by the system because they see you are non-existing. You don't show up to meetings. When you do show up to meetings, you cussing and fussing and they don't understand a damn thing you're saying. You're not involved enough. So when they don't do PTA meetings, you wondering why. Well, what did you do to eat for them to even move to do a PTA meeting? Yeah. You're waiting. And so when they write the plan behind your back, because they know you ain't read nothing. They know you ain't studied nothing. They know you ain't did your work. And they present it to you with a bow. Look at what we doing for you. And you like, oh my God.
Yeah.
They care so much about Johnny. Uh-huh. And you don't even realize they set you up for failure.
Yep.
So then fast forward a year or two later when Johnny flipping the fuck out, you calling me. Because now they want to do other shit, like send him somewhere, get him some just something, and you need me to intervene. They didn't call defects on you, the social worker in your face, everybody questioning the environment this child coming from, and now you call me. Then when you call me, and I'm telling you, sis, here are your problems, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Now you mad with me because you don't want to be accountable for your role in this child's situation. Because for some reason you think it's everybody else's fault, everybody else's problem. But you don't know what's going on because you worried about being at the hair salon taking pictures with celebrities and chasing that man. That's the narrative. You ain't got no money to pay your fellow sister to really help you about some shit. And then when your sister tell you, this is where you need to clean up so they can actually move in this way because you're giving them reasons to move in this way. Now you mad at me and you think I'm trying to tear you down, which is why as melanated people, we can never get anywhere. The daddies, let me come for y'all real quick. Let me take my sip of wine because I'm going to need to. Hold on. Mm. Daddies, let me tell y'all when y'all reach out for advocacy. You got to be willing to let me dictate and lead. Let me tell you why. You don't know what to do. They looking to take you to jail and take everything from up under you. And it's hard for you to allow a woman to step in and navigate what you don't know because you're leading with your ego. You got to learn something and humble down so that you can win somewhere. You can't be mad at a woman coming in, helping you navigate this world so your babies don't end up in defects. I don't know how, and this is why I stopped advocating for Black fathers. I'm going to just put it out there. You make it hard for me because you come in with your chest out.
Right.
So I got to now, you want me to submit to you and you want me to go in the way you see fit, and that don't work. It doesn't work. And then you end up losing and assuming that no one cares. I care. It's just that you got to be willing to allow me to do my job. You know what I'm saying? Right, so that you can understand what it looks like. That way going forward, you can take the reins and advocate. What you got to add to that, Latreia?
I mean, I believe that's all to be true, because at the end of the day, you know, we are, as I've said all the time, it's our job as parents to prepare our children for this crazy world we live in.
Listen.
And, you know, we can sit up here, we can blame the cops, we can blame the system, we can blame this, we can blame that. But if we don't prepare our children for this crazy world, then who are we really supposed to blame? We're really supposed to blame ourselves. Yeah. I mean, because we were too busy worrying about how our hair looked.
Let me be cute with you. I'm not saying not to get your shit done up. I'm not saying that, right? But we're hyper focused there.
Right. And we're hyper focused on the wrong thing.
It becomes the main focus. We run from the problems. Let me tell you exactly the pattern. Shit get real. What's the first couple of things women do? Hair, nails, vacation. Hair, nails, girl trip. I'm sorry, sis. How many of these shits you gonna spend your money on before you go take that same money and go get a motherfucking therapist so that you ain't just fulfilling yourself for 5 minutes apiece? Like, y'all hustle hard for 5 minutes apiece.
After that five minutes is over, it's still there. It hasn't gone anywhere.
It didn't go nowhere.
It didn't go nowhere. You still got to deal with it. You still got to face it. It's still looking you in the face.
Right there.
When you walk away from the mirror, it doesn't disappear. It's still there. The only way it's going to disappear is when you stare it in the face and you stand toe to toe with it and say, look, this is what it is. This is what I got to deal with. This is what I'm facing. Look, I'm going to stand toe to toe with you. Eye to eye with you, let's go, let's get it, let's do it. That's the only way that it's going to go somewhere. That's
and I'm
the gonna only
go
way.
A step further with them hair and nails and stuff, y'all. Let me go a little further. When your internals start to feel better, you won't be running so hard to go get that shit done up.
Yeah.
Because you will fully like yourself.
You'll feel better.
And I'm not saying you're not going to. I go get my hair cut every 2 weeks. Sometimes I can be a little vain and go every couple days, just depending which way the wind blows, right? But I'm not dependent on it. If I miss, if I don't go for 2-3 weeks, I'm not pressed for it. If I don't make it to the nail salon and I got to reschedule my manicure and my pedicure, I'm not pressed for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not pressed. A lot of you are pressed.
Yeah.
It's like, I got you. And this is why I'm like, even when it comes to the health and wellness, I always say a motherfucker will put his time and energy and money in what he see value in. And if you don't see value in your health, then you ain't fucking with me. And I'm cool with that, because I'm not going to fight you to get your shit. But I'm fine. I'm healthy. My nigga, I'm not on pills. That's you. When we hang up the phone, it's going to be that. So I'm not getting ready to chase a motherfucker to get their shit together. I'm going to just point the shit out. Either you want to win or you don't. So that's where we at. But it pains me to see that you'll go spend on getting this. I'm going to say it, and I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it because it's the real. Y'all go get this trainee makeup. Y'all looking like trainee in this bitch, okay? Yeah. Y'all is getting this 35 pounds of makeup. Y'all looking like trainee.
Yeah,
you're looking like trainees. Okay, I'm gonna just.
That's who's doing that. The gay dudes is doing they makeup.
You had it right the first time, but we're gonna go on and say dudes. I try to keep right. I just had this talk with my girlfriend. It was meant that particular makeup was meant for men that wanted.
It's meant for. I used to model, and we used to only do that like for show. Like, it's crazy how heavy.
So that's where we at. Y'all out here paying like $200 and $300 a pop to get your shit done up to look like that, and it's cool if that's what you're going for. Don't let me rain on that parade, but I'm just telling you what it's serving, okay? So you go get that done, you go get and spend another $150-$200 on your nails, you spend another about $400-$500 on your head, you don't have no money to get your finances, no house, no car. You in hella debt. You can't pay your debt. You barely buying groceries, but you done spent $400-$500 on hair. You done spent $200 on nails, about $200-$300 on makeup. The makeup only gonna sit on your face a day, but you gonna wear that motherfucker for a couple of days. So now you gonna be infected and acne and shit. Mm-hmm. So now you gotta buy shit for that. And then I'm looking at the money you kicking out. And let me be cute. I'm not knocking nobody who go get cosmetic surgery, but we won't work out. You'll gain weight and then take your ass to go get it sucked out. Come back, gain more, go back and get it sucked out, and then say you ain't got no money. Maya's trying to help you get it together. You bullshitting because you really shortchanging what you really got, what you really don't got, because you want to stunt, and you never break the cycle. Like, you set your children up when you're unaccountable for what you do, even if you don't know what to do. Just say that, right?
Right.
You set your children are watching your movements. They're not listening to you. They're fucking watching you. So if you are eating fucked up, your kids gonna eat fucked up. If you ain't working out, your kids won't work out. That's why, and I'm gonna say this, and y'all can be mad. I'm fine with it. Come on, I'm ready. I'm here for it. That's why some of these little boys walking around here with tits and big booties. You got these little girls walking around here, they 14 looking like they 34. I'm just saying, they thick with it out here. I'm at the trampoline spot with Lyric, and this little boy got mad titties. And I'm just like, why does this child have titties? Mm-hmm. It's the food. It's not even a joke. I'm tired of seeing my
It's for real. It's for real.
Black
for
boys real. With big booties and titties. It's the food. You keep driving them to the fucking food and wondering why they flipping the fuck out. Look at what the fuck you feeding them. They eat chemicals on a daily motherfucking basis. You feed them sugar. You feed them chips. You feed them fried chicken. You take them to places like Taco Bell to get motherfucking chicken. I still don't understand that shit. You feed them the bullshit, and then when they flipping off the roof, killing motherfuckers, molesting women, out here don't know if they want dick or pussy, now you like, I don't know what's wrong.
Right.
Right.
I don't know what's wrong. Well, let me tell you what's wrong. When I come to you, sis, and tell you you're eating fucked up, you mad at me. Don't get mad at me. It's the real. You at the motherfucking doctor's office. If you ain't well, how the fuck is you gonna guide your children to well? Y'all talk about breaking cycles, but you in that motherfucker. And when somebody says, that ain't breaking a cycle, going to KFC, Pizza Hut, giving your kids candy, giving them the bullshit is not breaking the cycle. In fact, that's repeating that motherfucker. They watching your ass. You bringing different men in and out because you want to feel validated. Girl, get you together so you can be validated.
Yeah.
You out here that's trying to bring on everybody to handle your children, but when the fuck is you going to handle them?
That's right.
Promoting kids and making adult decisions to end up in situations that give you fuck it. right? Let me just put it, you fuck it. I say this all the time. You make a conscious decision to swap bodily fluids with a motherfucker who don't like you, but you don't want to ante up to the responsibility that comes from that shit. So you just out here having babies because you're trying to keep a man. When that motherfucker don't want you, you ain't doing your job now. It's your job. You are Mother Earth. When your kids ain't thriving, your ass ain't thriving. You ain't thriving, they ain't thriving. It's a cycle. It's one goes with the other. So when your kids is flipping out on the ADHD, ADD, that shit, look at the diet. I guarantee you the reason why our Black children is in the situation with them fucking diagnosis is because what y'all asses is feeding them. Why are we eating chitlins, Black people? Why are you eating the intestines of a motherfucking animal? You eat that shit willingly. It ain't that we got to eat that shit. That's slave food. That's what the fuck Kanye meant by the fucking slave mentality. You go eat the fucking guts of an animal that shits from that motherfucker. That shit stink, and y'all will still cook that shit. Eat it. Wonder why you running around this motherfucker with high blood pressure, headaches, your leg about to fall off, you 12 on dialysis, you 17 looking like 72, your toe about to fall off, doctors can't figure shit out. Girl, and it's a repeat, but you cute with the fucking hair and the nails and shit.
Right. What's going on?
We eat the most sugar. That's why them numbers look like that. We eat the most sugar and the most salt. Let me go one more step further. Half of y'all don't know how to cook because y'all think cooking with salt is cooking. Ooh, girl, I did that. Girl, butter and salt ain't cooking. Butter and salt and canola oil frying shit ain't cooking. That's death. It's death. You'll bury your loved one from cancer, diabetes, heart attacks, all that shit, and go eat the same shit that killed their ass. Be at the motherfucking repast eating the same shit that nigga ate and got him in the ground. And wonder why we can't win. Wonder why your kids ain't thriving. You ain't winning. It's shit like that. You ain't got the energy. It's shit like that. I'm just saying.
No, that's facts.
You can't get your money together because you're in the drive-through line. When Maya trying to show you how to make money, you ain't got it. You ain't got it because you went to the drive-through line. You went in the drive-through line to feed 100 motherfuckers that live under your roof. Because you don't want to put nobody out. You want to take care of every damn body. So something got to suffer.
Right.
Then you laid up in the hospital asking for prayers. I can't do that. Because when you had access to help, you didn't want to take it. That's or it cost too much. But it didn't cost as much as them hair and them nails.
Yeah.
In fact, when you do the numbers, it came out less.
Yeah.
Are you okay with the shit growing out your scalp? You got hair. You don't necessarily need to go buy that shit.
Right.
You got nails. You don't necessarily need it. It just requires you to not eat on them motherfuckers and file them and do something with them so the motherfuckers will grow.
Yeah, right.
Eat with your own hair. Do something with it so the shit will grow from your scalp. Be okay with it so you can go through the storm to get to the bigger picture. Otherwise, everybody's hustling for 5 minutes of peace. Everybody's hustling for 5 minutes of happiness. Everybody hustles for just 5 minutes. Why the fuck are we hustling for just 5 minutes?
Right. It should be forever. Forever peace.
If you get your shit together now, you can buy all the hair weaves you want when you got it together because it ain't fucking with your pockets. But we don't want to pay for that because we want the shit now. And not only do we want it now, we want to go to India and cut it off the bitch to get it.
Yeah.
You want to go get this shit right off her head. Y'all want to know where it came from, who head it came off of, is it curly, wet, what do it do when you put it up there, do it last, can I fuck with it, swim with it, can I sweat it out, does it hold tight, what kind of glue, like y'all go through it.
Now you done went to India and spent all that money and then got cut off a cow's ass, your wig that came off a cow's ass.
Get off a whole cow's ass. What you wearing, girl? It's that cowgirl.
Yeah. That's what I was watching. this comedy special, it reminded me of you and Cat Williams. He was like, you know, y'all love them motherfucking oxtails. He said, now tell me, when's the last time you've seen a motherfucking ox? He said, now who has an ox? He said, where in America can you find a goddamn ox? He said, now y'all, that, he said, you know what y'all eating? He said, y'all eating bull booty. Y'all eating bull booty. He said, I was cracking up because it was funny when he said, think about it. He was like, because he was like, the bull, the meat, like, bulls are so, like, whatever, aggressive. I guess the meat, everything's poison but the tail meat. And he was like, think about it. We got, like, he was like, oh, here, oxtail, there, oxtail. He was like, will you think about where they getting all these oxtails from? He said, y'all are eating bull ass. He said, ain't no fucking oxtails. And I started thinking about that. And then just every time now I see somebody with oxtail, I think him just yelling, y'all over there eating that bull booty.
Turkey bacon. When people be like, I eat turkey bacon, I'm like, you eating bologna, bitch. That ain't nothing but bologna strips. That's bologna strips. It's bologna strips. It's the leftover bullshit. And what they did was, instead of making bologna today, we're going to make some motherfucking turkey bacon.
Yeah.
You eating bologna. So when you don't want to buy bologna, turkey bacon is the highfalutin version of the motherfucking bologna. God damn it. That's the bougie version of bologna. Okay, let me hip y'all. Y'all turkey bacon eaters, you're eating bologna, bitch.
So she might as well just eat the regular bacon.
Y'all got so much shit to say about regular pork bacon. And I'm riding there because it's salty as a motherfucker. You gonna need some pills with that shit, okay?
Yeah.
But be clear, it's way better than the goddamn turkey bacon. Turkey bacon is bologna. It's the leftover shit, just like bologna. It's all the leftovers. They grind it up into the little circles that y'all love. And let me be clear, I'm hood with it. We used to fry that shit up, put some motherfucking cheese on it.
Yeah, it used to be a five breakfast sandwich back in the day. Listen,
I was here for it, but not because when I realized that shit was killing my ass. Turkey bacon is bologna. It's bologna.
I'm mad because I just had a turkey bacon plate the other day.
That's okay. It's the bougie version of bologna. It's okay.
You thinking that's what it was. We went to one of them healthy brunch places, and that's all they had was turkey bacon, chicken sausage, veggie sausage. It was nothing regular. You know, regular sauce.
And so y'all some bougie ass.
Yeah, now I ate some turkey booty. Look at
that. Look at it realistically, though. When you look at turkey bacon, it's uniform. And what part of the turkey are they getting it from?
Turkey ass.
The turkey ass don't good. Even look like that.
Yeah, that's the asshole grinding
up. Look at the bacon. It's uniform. Look at the bacon. Yeah. It's uniform. If it came off a turkey, it wouldn't be uniform.
Right.
It would not be uniform. Bacon from a pig is not uniform. Turkey bacon, that's bougie ass bologna, y'all. Y'all eating bougie ass bologna.
Bougie so when y'all bougie. Get real,
you eat bologna, bitch. Yours is just in a different shape than mine. Mine is in a circle, bitch. Don't get bougie on me. We eat the same.
We eat the same.
So the other day, this lady, she was like, "I'm selling what she was." She was like, "I'm making fried bologna, egg, cheese, something sound." I was like, "Girl, that sounds so good and nasty at the same time." I was like, "I said I want one of them nasty ass sandwiches, though." I was like, "So I should have just ate it because I ate the turkey bacon."
Yeah, it would make no different. No different. You pick one, pack of bologna, turkey bacon. Which one can you afford? Same shit.
Ain't that by the bitch.
That was my little health tip, y'all. Stop. Look, don't be like, I don't eat bologna when you eat turkey bacon. I just wanted to let y'all
talk.
Y'all be committed to that shit. And I'd be like, y'all real committed to that shit.
It's expensive. It's expensive trying to eat turkey bacon if you're trying to, you know.
That's expensive bologna, girl. That's expensive bologna.
Expensive bologna.
Girl, they was like, we gonna give y'all strips.
I'm gonna trick y'all ass.
And call it turkey bacon. That's what we gonna do. And give y'all the bologna in strips.
It's bologna.
Be mindful. what we closing out with. Oh, wait a minute. We got a commercial. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold the fuck on. Let's do this shit real quick.
Remix.
J'adore.
J'adore.
J'adore Awareness Apparel is an apparel line named after my baby boy, Lyric J'adore. This is an apparel line with a purpose. Through fashion, we desire to bring awareness to diagnoses such as cerebral palsy, epilepsy, autism, just to name a few. This apparel line is designed to help those who are often forgotten about gain a voice and be included in typical society. Too often we have excluded those we are not familiar with, and it's time that we do something different to get a different result. Come get dip, y'all. Ow.
We're back, y'all. So in all seriousness, we have fun. We joke. We talk shit. I talk mad shit, y'all. So if y'all get offended, this is not for you. I'm just going to let y'all know that. We not for you, honey. Listen, I have committed, before we close this out, I have committed that this is the time where we can just be authentically it. Give, have fun with it, whatever. So if we offend y'all, this is not it. Don't come over here trying it. Please don't send me no messages, because you already know what you're going to get. Not a damn thing. I don't even entertain the shit. You will be talking to your damn self.
Well, listen, we all entrepreneurs, so don't call nobody boss, because you call my boss.
Please.
But, hello, yeah, the boss is here, and I don't give a fuck. No.
Solid one. So we like to have fun, educated, the same. Everything is always so serious, all honesty. Everything is always so damn serious, y'all. When I tell you, we serious all the time, all the time, all the time. And it's time, sometimes you just got to let go and just do what it do sometimes. Let it ride, let it flow. So my final words on this situation is, bologna is turkey bacon. Turkey bacon is bologna, y'all. Don't buy that shit. Don't buy that bullshit. Don't do it. There is no such thing as a turkey having some bacon to give you, check, okay? Don't do it. And on top of that too, honey, stop chasing that no good ass man and focus on your kids. Get rid of them hair weaves. Get rid of that trainee makeup. Get rid of it. Save your money so Maya can lead you to wealth, so you can buy all the wigs and weaves you want to buy, honey. You can stay in the nail salon as much as you want, because you know how to flip and dice and slice your money. Get it all, and you can do whatever you want. Don't
you
go.
You can buy you a new man if you want.
Listen, build that motherfucker. We pay for it.
We buy a man now. We buy a man.
Yeah, you can. Hey, they got building niggas out here. I heard.
Oh, build them and ship them. Build them and ship them. But in all the honesty, y'all, that's just my, please, y'all, just take care of your children. Stop chasing the no good niggas. And turkey bacon ain't really turkey bacon, it's bologna. What you got, Maya?
Shit, on that note, save your $6.90, because turkey bacon is that bullshit. And I was about to go buy me some turkey bacon, nigga. Listen, that was God. Thank you, God. Listen, we all need a- she really passed the Libra, okay? Because every
she said, damn, I gotta take that shit off my grocery list now.
So take that shit off the grocery list, and I'm embarrassed. I mean, turkey ass just got called out. Anyways, just like she said, we gotta get on top of it, and then you can save. Just you learn to save money. Look, it's a big old scheme. They want us to spend $5 a month turkey bacon, organic turkey bacon, and it ain't nothing but fucking organic bologna. So don't buy into the bullshit. And on that note, love and light. Okay,
Latrell, what you got?
Well, my daughter is gonna be mad at you, because all this time she thought she was eating turkey bacon, and I'm gonna have to call her and tell her, baby, it ain't turkey bacon, it's bologna. And she's not going to believe me, but I'm going to have to tell her. Libra said it ain't turkey bacon, baby. It's bologna.
It is.
So, yeah, she's
and you know what? Up. I got into this because, I really want black people to be informed. I want y'all to be informed, because sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we think we make moves.
And I didn't know. I didn't know.
And I really want to give y'all the tea, so you don't be in the store like, I'm going to get turkey bacon. Girl, go on and get that $1.29 pack of bologna, girl. It's the same shit. And shit. If you're going to eat fucked up, go cheap with it. Go over there. It's $1.29. put your $6 up, girl, because it's $1.29. Maybe at best $2.50, girl, but you ain't got to spend $6 on no motherfucking bacon when it's full on it. On that note, and if y'all hear the guns going off, I live in the sticks, okay? And out here in the sticks, you got things called rednecks and white supremacy. And sometimes oh, they take shit off, and my pit bull is going ape shit right now. Also, oh, she wrote this down so I can wrangle her up, y'all. Like, listen, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Chit Chat. It has been real. Until the next episode, deuces.